Ron DeSantis urges cops to work in Florida, they are going to be supported. By Wendell Hasebo on July 12, 2021. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., urged police officers on Monday to relocate to Florida because they're going to be supported in a better culture. I do think you will see, I think you've already seen. But there are people in these police departments in various other parts of the country who, if they can get a job in Florida, they want to come to Florida to be able to do it, DeSantis explained. Because the culture is better, and they understand they're going to be supported much more resolutely in what they do. He continued. Make no mistake, the reason that you have such huge spikes in crime in many parts of the country is because of not standing up for law enforcement, having weak policies where you're letting people out, and you're not prosecuting people who are committing habitual offenses. That is clearly causing disastrous consequences. DeSantis' reference to many parts of the country correspond with Democrat-controlled municipalities that have defunded police, such as New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon. We're happy to be supportive of law enforcement. We should look at what do we need to do, DeSantis said. I know we've done some stuff with the Department of Corrections to try to make that more of a valuable enterprise. The pay is not great. We've done some stuff to try to increase that. DeSantis's hospitable comments towards law enforcement come as Representative James Clyburn, DSC, admitted Democrats' initiatives to defund police in Democrat-ruled cities are cutting the throats of the Democrat Party. What I try to do is demonstrate by precept and example how we are to proceed as a party, Clyburn told the New York Times. When I spoke out against sloganeering, like burn, baby, burn in the 1960s and defund the police, which I think is cutting the throats of the party, I know exactly where my constituents are. They are against that, and I'm against that. Meanwhile, the White House and Representative Chrissy Houlihan, DPA, continued to claim June 8 that Republicans are anti-police with their votes and dollars, even as the Washington Post fact-checked the claim a day earlier. Although Republicans all opposed Biden's coronavirus relief package, no one voted to cut or defund anything, WaPo explained.